You know, Miles is a good player for us, so we always want to see our guys on the field. But, you know, we'll be doing everything we can, you know, put the next guy in and just be ready for Sunday.
Have you talked to him?
No, I haven't talked to him.
You're one of the leaders on this defense. We haven't got a chance to ask him. Joe came up here, they were close with him. What's the mentality that you guys have to handle after losing the guy with that in your life?
You know, it's been a long training camp. And we believe that the guys that's been in that group, they're all being coached the same. So we believe in the guy that's going to, step up and, fill in that role that Joe had. And, Joe's a good friend of mine. He's a tremendous player. Joe's, at the end of the day, Joe has to, do what he do. It's a business. It's a profession that we don't always know what's going on, and you just gotta kind of just ride the wave, take the punches, and I know that he'll do great in his career, and he's a great player for us. He'll truly be missed, but we just gotta continue to raise younger guys into being in that starting role and trying to fill the spot that he's he left.
When they sign a guy like you to an extension and Jamie to an extension, and then they turn around and release Joe, everybody here seems to believe still has in play. Does that send a conflicting message to you?
That's honestly has nothing to do with me. I just go out there and play the game. I let the things that go up upstairs, just how everything just falls out, I just let that happen. I'm just trying to do my job and make sure I'm doing my best to, help the team win.
Chris, you've played against these guys enough times now. I mean, what's it going to take to reverse the field here and to get over the top against
Peter? You just got to come out fast, We know the things they're going to do to us. We know the type of players that I have over there. But for us, we just got to play to our techniques that we've been coached. Trusting the scheme, trusting the process, and just kind of just leave it out on the field and just see where everything falls into play.
As an athlete, do you have to get past the mental barrier when a team has a run against you so many wins in a row?
It's always a new year, new beginning, new challenge. So for us, everything that happened in the past is in the past. So it's just another game for us that we just got to go out there and try to win. We can't dwell in the past. We got a new team. And I believe in these guys, and I believe that we're going to go and compete, and we'll see how it unfolds on Sunday.
Chris, you've played against Ben and Le'Veon before. Give the young guys like, Jabril tips or things that you've seen over the years. I mean, they're two of the hardest guys in the league to bring down. So do you share, give Jabril a heads up on stuff like that?
Yeah, obviously, when we do like film breaking down and we're trying to scout up the personnel, obviously you're going to tell them the type of caliber players that you have over there, but just tell a young guy just to play hard, play fast, and swarm to the ball. And some of these guys are like Ben, he's a bigger guy, he's one of a harder guy to tackle once you're trying to get a sack. Le'Veon Bell is a great player. Antonio Brown, great player. So we just got to tell younger guys to, stay tuned, stay focused, and, do your best and don't overthink things and, just work hard. That's all you really can tell a young guy. You don't want to really fill his head up with too much stuff. So.
What have you thought of Peppers as a tackler? Obviously,
Pep has done everything for us that we asked him to do. Tackling-wise, I think he's a great tackler, especially in space. As y'all saw in the preseason, he's had some pretty big hits. So I think that he's done a tremendous job as far as, getting the guy to the ground and, covering ground.
How hard do you think it is to get Roethlisberger down?
I mean, he's a big body. He's bigger than, most quarterbacks as far as weight-wise.
Yeah.
He's a load, so you just got to make sure that you wrap up and other guys come and, try to get a hit on him.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to bring him down, to be honest. Just kind of have to try your best and, hold on tight and, try to get him down.
Okay.
Yeah.